Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, October 10th, 2023. I'm Rob Dunwood. Microsoft's Bing, Edge, and Microsoft Advertising and Apple's iMessage were not classified as core platform services under the EU's Digital Markets Act last September, but the European Commission did launch a probe to determine whether possibly they should be. As part of that probe, the Commission sent out questionnaires earlier this month asking both users and rivals to rate the importance of Microsoft's three services and Apple's iMessage versus competing services, if there was anything specific to the services that business users rely on and how they fit into the company's ecosystems, and the number of users using the services. Respondents were given about 1 week to reply, as the Commission wants to finish its probe within 5 months. Google has announced that it is making passkeys, a phishing-resistant alternative to passwords that allow users to sign into their accounts using the same biometrics or PINs that they use to unlock their devices, the default sign-in method for all Google account holders. This means next time you sign into your Google account, you'll start seeing prompts to create and use passkeys, simplifying your future sign-ins, said Google product managers Christian Brand and Sriram Kara. Our goal is the same as it has always been, giving you a technology that is secure by default so that you have the strongest security but without the burden. Samsung is expected to report a nearly 80% profit plunge in the third quarter as significant losses continue to mount at the company's biggest profits-driving segment, semiconductors. Analysts expect an operating profit of $1.7 billion for the September quarter, a 78.7% year-on-year decline. Falling prices in semiconductors are due to oversupply and low demand for end products like smartphones and laptops. Samsung will issue earnings guidance on Wednesday. On the official Google Cloud blog Tuesday, Google announced that it mitigated the largest DDoS attack to date, peaking above 398 million requests per second. The blog reads, "Last year, we blocked the largest DDoS attack recorded at the time. This August, we stopped an even larger DDoS attack, 7.5 times larger, that also used new techniques to try to disrupt websites and internet services. This new series of DDoS attacks relied on a novel HTTP2 rapid reset technique based on stream multiplexing and has affected multiple internet infrastructure companies." Loki, the Marvel series streaming its second season on Disney Plus, is facing backlash for a reported use of a Shutterfly stock image in a promotional poster that seemingly breaks the platform's licensing rules regarding AI-generated content. The artwork appears to have been pulled from a Shutterstock image titled Surreal Infinity Time Spiral Space Antique. The work was flagged by several AI image checkers as AI-generated and should not be permitted to be licensed on Shutterstock as it was not created with Shutterstock's own AI image generator tool and thus cannot be determined to be safe for commercial use. Samsung has released a new video and is joining Google in an attempt to shame Apple into making iMessage support RCS, the messaging standard meant to replace SMS and MMS. The video makes fun of the green bubble versus blue bubble nature of SMS-MMS conversations in iMessage versus iMessage to iMessage chats. Apple has every incentive to keep up the status quo as a form of ecosystem lock-in, but iMessage is currently being probed in the EU to determine if it meets the standard of core platform service under the Digital Markets Act, which would require iMessage to interoperate with other platforms. A California judge has thrown out a $32.5 million verdict for wireless audio company Sonos against Google after finding that the Sonos patents Google was ruled to have infringed upon were unenforceable. Sonos had improperly tried to connect its patents for multi-room audio technology to a 2006 application to claim that its inventions predated Google's devices. U.S. District Judge William Alsup said, "This was not a case of an inventor leading the industry to something new. This was a case of the industry leading with something new, and only then an inventor coming out of the woodwork to say that he had come up with the idea first." A Sonos spokesperson said the ruling was wrong on both the facts and law, and that the company would appeal. Google's AI is analyzing data from Google Maps and is making suggestions to make traffic lights more efficient, cutting down on wait times and emissions, and is already cutting stops for millions of drivers. The company Tuesday announced Project Greenlight results that are driving greater environmental sustainability, and that the company is expanding the fuel-efficient routing feature in Maps to India and Indonesia. "It is a worthy goal with a significant potential for real-world impact," says Guni Sharan, an assistant professor at Texas A&M University, also studying AI's potential to optimize traffic signals. And finally, due to a reporting issue between October 2nd and October 8th that has now been resolved, open-source and decentralized social network Mastodon has more users than it thought, a whopping 407,814 more monthly active users than had been previously reported. The adjustment also included a gain of 2.34 million registered users across an additional 727 servers that had not been counted due to the error. That leaves Mastodon with a total of 1.8 million monthly active users at present, an increase of 5% month over month, and 10,000 servers up 12%. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoyed the show, remember to tell a friend to check us out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.